I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. Benjamin Franklin was a much revered man of his time, but in Philadelphia in the summer of 1787, he was 82 years old and well into his dotage. On the occasions when he spoke at the Constitutional Convention, his speeches tended to be rambling and frequently off point. But as the convention recessed to celebrate the 4th of July holiday, doing so as it found itself at a tense impasse over the question of equal or proportional state representation, Franklin made his one truly significant contribution. A committee had been formed, consisting of one delegate from each state, to wrestle the fraught topic of representation. The committee met at Franklin's home, and Franklin did what he did best, providing the gathering with good food, good humor, and perhaps most important, good liquor. Franklin floated the idea of effectively splitting the difference. He proposed representation in the House of Representatives proportionate to each state's population. And in a concession to the large states, he proposed that all bills attendant to the appropriation of money should originate there. But the states would have an equal vote in the Senate. It was a compromise authored by Franklin, and it came not a moment too soon. The Constitution Minute is sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance, with offices in Tyler, Forney, Austin, Houston, and Dallas, and online at HibbsHallmark.com.